The Afternoon Edition with Rob Snow, the City Beat.
Right into it with CFRA's Stephanie Kinsel in her daily report, the City Beat, and we have an update on the university bus pass, known as the U-Pass. Let's get right into that.
Well, the city has signed what's called a letter of intent, so sort of a tentative deal with Carleton University and University of Ottawa for a long-term deal to keep the U-Pass. This is a student pass where students pay a flat rate with their student fees at the start of the academic year, and it gives them unlimited access to transit. So there's a couple of conditions attached still, that both schools must hold referendums before March, next March, before the deal is a go. And the cost of the pass, it has to be revenue neutral, so the city can't be losing any money on this. So the cost of the pass, right now it's $145 per semester or $290 per year. So the cost of the pass would increase the same rate that transit fares increase each year.
Okay, and the Ottawa Hospital Ring Road?
Yes, you'll remember this was back and forth. The bus service was cut. They were going to offer taxi shuttles. Now there's a shuttle bus. So today the city announced that they've decided to reinstate the part of route number 106 that runs along the ring road of the general campus of the Ottawa Hospital. So this is going to start December 28th, and it's going to run from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday to Friday. Until then, though, the shuttle bus will continue to run every 15 minutes. During the Monday to Friday, during 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Is there anything they haven't looked at? Private aircraft, for example.
Horses? Horse-drawn carriage?
Horse and buggy. Maybe. I mean, first they cut the bus, then they're going to put a shuttle in there.
Then they're going to put taxis.
Then they're going to put taxis in there, and now they're back to putting the bus in there while they keep the shuttle bus. Unbelievable. Meantime, councillors heard an update at the committee level from Mercier on this so-called route optimization plan, the changes to hundreds of bus routes. It's gone smooth for some and not so smooth for others.
Yeah, not so smooth for some, and that's a pretty accurate description. Alain Mercier gave a very detailed and long presentation to the Transit Commission today. So a few things to pass along. He says that on-time performance is better in the morning, so more buses are arriving on time in the morning compared to this time last year. But that's not really the case for the afternoon ride home. He said almost 50% of the buses, and most of those are coming out of the downtown core, are late. So earlier this month, they were running 15 to 20 minutes late. So if you were standing waiting for your bus, to the east end out of the downtown core, you know, it was late, which I'm sure riders have experienced. Now it's a bit better, but it's still 8 to 12 minutes late. So he says they're trying to address those issues and trying to fix some of those issues. He told the commission also that while the service out of the downtown core has not been reduced, he said that congestion is something that the city is going to have to grapple with for years to come until this LRT system is finished, because the city has simply run out of road.
That's our reality. As Mr. Scrimger said, we have run out of road surface to run the system through. So we are constantly on our game in terms of working with traffic services of the City of Ottawa, putting out personnel, adjusting our work, improving, for example, a simple thing next year with the launch of the Presto card, the fare payment process will speed up in the downtown core. So every year we're trying to improve basically a system that is currently congested.
So another concern that was raised is overcrowding. We've heard people not being able to get on buses going by that are full. So since the changes took effect September 4th, we heard today that the city has had to add either more buses to the routes or bigger buses to 14 different routes across the city. Councillors were grilling Mercier about this today. In his ward, Councillor Rainer Blois says he's definitely heard an earful from his residents on that issue.
Yeah, we're not unmindful that if you take 20-some-odd million dollars out of the system, there are going to be service impacts, but we're still a service business. And I'm looking at even the 94, which I keep talking about being such, being a great success. I've got stories here where there were so many people jammed on that they couldn't even get out of the way of the door. One woman came up and showed me the bruising on her arm because she just could not. The door basically wedged her, and people are prying away. That gets to a point where we've got a safety issue. And if we've taken 20-some-odd million dollars out of the system, there still has to be capacity somewhere to accommodate that. To me, maybe some of my colleagues think it's optimization is a success when people can't get on the buses. To me, that's actually a failure of recognizing what the volumes are.
All right, so, and even the union's not happy either.
Yeah, members of the ATU Local 279, they attended today's meeting, as they regularly do. And President Gary Quayle, I spoke with him out in the hallway here at City Hall, and in his opinion, the new changes so far are very chaotic. He says that a lot of overtime costs are being incurred. Mercier, however, we spoke to him after, he says that overtime so far this year is actually down about 5%, and that there's always some overtime in every September because September is such a busy time for transit. But Gary Quayle says the buses are packed, and he says there's simply not enough buses on the road to meet the passenger demand.
That there's no timing on the schedules. The schedules are very tight. The operators are running late. The buses are packed. We're running an average in the morning, just probably 200 drivers are coming in late from finishing their schedules. The on-street drivers are running late. They're not getting relieved on time due to the fact that they're late. Their relief people are there, but it's very, very, very jammed.
So, finally, on the list of things to talk about on the transit file, also discussed the fuel challenge, according to staff. That is, OC Transpo is predicting that it's going to spend $4.7 million more than what was budgeted for this year for fuel. Now, some of the reasons for being in the red, as presented by transit staff today, include using bigger buses, the price of diesel increasing, and also $1 million of that over budget is thanks to the hybrid buses. They actually didn't save the city as much money as was predicted, and we asked Alain Mercier why.
Hybrid's no different than any automobile that you own, a hybrid automobile. The more stop-and-go service you have in a hybrid vehicle, the more efficient a hybrid is. So if you buy a hybrid car to operate on the highway, you're not going to save a lot of money. The situation in Ottawa is we have a very fast, rapid service. We do have some in-town routes where hybrids do perform well. We have our fleet size and the improvements we've made to make our system run faster and more efficient. What's happened is we're not getting the savings that we would have liked to have gotten, but at the same time, customers are moving faster.
Right. Money well spent, I guess. Money to be spent.
Yeah.
Tough day for Mr. Mercier. Not a lot of good news out of that update today.
No. Tough day indeed.
Yeah, we'll catch up again tomorrow. Thank you.
Sounds good.
Bye-bye. Stephanie Kinsella on the City Beat.